B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
Not to be outdone, the Eagles have just released a tweet. I swear to God.
I saw this.
Stop what you're doing and help us wish Nate Sudfeld a happy birthday. Fly, Eagles, fly. Is there anybody important that was born in October?
McCutcheon.
How do you feel about the Nate birthday wish?
I'm fine with
you're
it.
All right?
They're okay, a winning team right now.
Happy birthday, Nate.
Goodness.
Many more. Sound off 610-771-9705. Is how you get in. Leave us a message. We review the messages and we put together a little collage. Let's see what we have today on a Monday after the Eagles game.
Mike. This is not a bitch session here. I just want to compliment you guys. I got to tell you, man, you, Natalie, and Ty are perfect for one another. Compliment one another. Perfect. And I really dug Martinez, but I got to tell you, these two guys, girl and guy, are unreal.
We compliment each other? I don't think I've ever given you a compliment, Tyron. How about?
That's all right. We're all right.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's different from sound off.
It is. First one, too.
Hey, Mike. Has the coach lost interest in Howard running the ball? Eagles, 3rd and 1. Pass. Eagles, 4th and 1. Pass. Why don't we use Howard? Great opportunity to move the ball. We had a chance to drive in for a field goal or maybe more. I just want to hear your feelings on it.
The quarterback sneaked on the 4th and 1. What did they use him? He carried 13 times yesterday.
And
they used him.
And today he said, he was honest, he said he's going to be the primary back going forward. But they're still going to use the kid.
Yeah, he got enough carries yesterday.
Best Phillies team right now is an absolute disgrace. I become less and less of a fan every second that they don't come out with a decision about Gabe Kapler. Are we going to fire this idiot or are we going to keep him?
Well, I don't know, but the thought has occurred to me that the strategy might be that let time go on, people forget about Gabe, and they'll be more willing to accept him coming back, and then we satisfy everybody. Middleton goes, Klentak's happy, McPhail's happy, Gabe's happy, everybody's happy, and the fan base is so buried in the Eagles and now the Sixers starting with the Flyers, they don't care anyway. That could be the strategy.
I got a bad feeling in my gut. Middleton is wasting too much time, and we're going to be stuck with those.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
3 Stooges for another freaking year.
The general manager, I think, is safe. So I don't think that they're looking for a new general manager. The manager, I don't know what he would be waiting for. He has enough information to fire him or not. So more time goes on. I didn't think so at first, but the likelihood Gabe comes back is very real right now.
Hey, Tyrone, put some respect on Westbrook's name because he played the position, just like what Fox said. If they want to criticize a player because they were a football player, let them criticize them. We don't need you to sit there and talk about, oh, he's going to be consistent. No, don't do that.
Uh-oh. Claim of disrespect for B. West. Your answer to that?
My answer to that is, one, probably guilty.
You go hard at B West.
I go hard at B West.
Yes, you do.
And number two, though, just because a guy played doesn't mean they're always right about every single thing that they say. Like, five can be questioned. We question TV analysts all the time. Like, that doesn't mean they're perfect just because they know the game. He knows more about football than me, no doubt. It's not like I was like, I know more football than you.
Well, look at me. I didn't play professional football, but I'm always right.
See?
So
there you go.
There you go. Yeah.
Great game by the Birds. The defense was all over the place. Outstanding. My question, though, is where was Fletcher Cox? I mean, he had a high school offensive line, and I don't even know if he sniffed the quarterback. Did he even graze him? Did he touch him? Did he know he's playing? Starting to be a little concerning that Fletcher Cox is nowhere to be found after five games of this season.
So that's you're a classic example of a guy who got bored by the game and didn't watch closely. Because Fletcher Cox actually had a very good game. It was very active. They have to double-team him. Everybody else on that line benefited from Fletcher Cox. Yeah, well, you got to watch that game a little closer. But I understand, because it wasn't a game you want to watch closer.
You know, Mike, no one's really talking about this, and it really bothers me. The Patriots won the Super Bowl last year, and they have the easiest schedule in the NFL. I mean, I understand because of their division, they're playing the Jets and they're playing the Dolphins twice, but their schedule is cupcake.
You get obsessed with the Patriots. I'm an anti-Patriot obsessor. I know a lot of people like to, they cheat, they do this. You always focus on the Patriots. Forget about the Patriots. You'll get a chance to play them if you play in a Super Bowl.
No, you play them in the regular season.
You play them in the regular season. But the important game is they have the easy schedule or not. They're probably going to advance and probably be there again. You got a chance to beat them again. So why are we obsessed with them? They even took care of them once in a Super Bowl.
Here's all you need to know. You have to get rid of those three. Tampa Bay made it back to the playoffs before the Phillies.
You have to get rid of what, did he say?
He said it's that simple. You got to get rid of those three because Tampa Bay made it back to the playoffs before the Phillies did, which is actually a fair point.
Yes. But you're not going to get rid of three, so forget about the three. And now, guess what? You're worried about getting rid of one. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got an OPD?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.